John, I'm worn out. How are you feeling? A fantastic game or fantastic finale?
Infused. I think if I really thought about it, how it's been over the last 6 weeks, I probably would be worn out. But I've got an energy about me which the players infuse me. I always talk about this energy balance, and you have to give it back. We have to be energizers, and the players are doing that. So worn out in a good way, because the emotion now, you can just. I sometimes I say to them, I came in afterwards, I went, right, everybody, deep breath and breathe. Sometimes I find I actually took a breath for the last 2 minutes. But of course, I'm going to say it's easy for me standing here because we've won again. But I'm just really pleased, first and foremost, about the way we won as well, and the way we ground it out. And their keeper, I thought it's going to be one of them games where they could sneak one. But for us, it didn't work that way. And I think it was Arnold Palmer that said that the harder you work, the luckier you get. So I think if you look at the way we worked and the shift we put in, each and every player and the guys off the bench, we probably deserve that little bit of luck on that goal, and just desserts, I think.
Just how big a goal was that? Jordi Hueler, a man that you brought in, two big goals this week from your front man.
Yeah, Jordy, he deserves it because he works his socks off. He really, he occupies. That's twice now he's played against three centre halves, and they've all struggled to mark him because he never keeps still. I always think as a player who I wouldn't want to mark, and Jordy would be one of them because he's always on the move off the shoulder. He's a very clever player. He's got a really good understanding with Romain, and he just creates space. And the chances he had, he's thinking, oh, is it going to be my day? But then he scores it like he did from a set piece, which shows if we can get that into our game and we can create from set pieces. I've spoken about we need to be better at dead balls, and it's really pleasing the fact we got it from that when we were so good in open play.
Manton went close, Morris went close, Soyuz
They
went
all
close.
went
It
close.
looked like it was going to be one of those days because their goalkeeper, he'll be playing at a high level,
Signing.
won't he?
Yeah, I know we talked, there's a lot of interest in him. He'll definitely play higher. I thought he was exceptional, and fair play to the lad. He probably didn't deserve to concede like he did, but I'm going to take the goal. It was fantastic for me, and it's one of them. There's going to be players that come here and have outstanding games because we're always going to test the opposition. But I thought credit to them, credit to Phil's team. I thought they really give it a go, but unfortunately we had too much for them in the end.
Neil had to be on the ball at the end as well, though. Superb tipped over the bar save from Adam Barrett.
Yeah, I thought he'd slipped under it at first. I thought as he set, I thought he'd slipped a bit, and I think, oh, and it's one of them, he's done so well to actually stay up and tip it. I think if he hadn't slipped, he'd have caught it quite easily, but it just shows it's great. But that's Neil. He can do nothing for 88 minutes, but because he's such a good professional and the stuff he does with Neil, he's always ready for that one time when he's needed, and that was it. So, yeah, just desserts again.
Back-to-back home victories for you. We think back to that Colchester game. What is it about late drama under your side?
Yeah, I think it's me. I like drama in life. I don't like doing anything normal and to the book. I enjoy some black and white, but I like a lot of grey area as well because it leaves room for improvement and a bit of chaos. And I'm sure everyone will agree. I said it'd be up and down, and it's going to be again. We can't just be this happy crowd and happy fan and happy media when we've won in the last 2 minutes. We have to bring it again on Tuesday. And I've just asked them all again, and I ask local clubs now, if you haven't got a game on Tuesday, can you get to the Banks, West Brom, Birmingham, Wolves, Villa fans, can you come now and be part of something quite special and come and cheer us on for the sake of football? Because we're a small Midlands club and we're on the crest of something quite special. So can you get in and just have you play your part?
It's all about creating that atmosphere. We saw some of the fans running onto the pitch with Hueler's goal. They've really enjoyed this season. It's just that final push over the line, isn't it now?
And it's what let's enjoy it. Don't get too nervous. Don't get too anxious. Just all we ask, just give your all. There's going to be mistakes. People are going to decide, yeah, we maybe should have taken another option. But that's like it in any life form, isn't it? And any walk of life and whichever job you're doing. Let's just keep believing in what you do. Keep believing in this group of players and keep believing in the club. But please, this is where I say it. Go and knock on your neighbour's door now. None of this, oh, we'll wait till next week. Tuesday, it's all about Tuesday. That's the next obstacle. That's our next war. So we've got to go into battle with as many behind us as we can.
And with the top seven dropping points, Walsall the only winners, it's back in your hands.
It is. Yeah, which is a really good place to be. If you look from last week, if you'd have thought Gillingham, Southend, two really tough games, to come out of it with maximum points is really pleasing for the club and for me and my coaching staff. And we'll look, if we can make it 9 out of 9 on Tuesday, it'll be tough because there'll be an expectancy of us to win this because of the form Swindon in. But I'm not having that. They'll still have a pride. I know what it's like to be a professional footballer. I understand that they'll still want to come and win games and play for contracts. So I'll get my team ready. We will be ready for a battle. And then if we can, we'll play our football on top of that. But we will battle for every ball. We will make every bad one and we'll turn it into a good pass. So we'll cover each other's backs.
I was going to come on to that. Does it make any difference at all that Swindon, if you look at the table, they're more or less safe now. Perhaps nothing to play for if you look at on the pitch. But that's going to make no difference for your side. They'll be going in for the 3 points again.
No, it doesn't, because complacency is one of the biggest threats to a manager and to a team. And we're not going to have that. We've got five big chances again. And I said, you've got to play. We've said it in the last two games. You've got to play the game. It's your last game. Every tackle you make and every decision you make has to be the one. It's as if it's the last one. So we have to really put our lives on the line and just fight tooth and nail to make sure we keep that 3 points. We have to look after that 3 points and don't allow people to come here and take it back with them.
Will you pay any attention at all to the fact Burton are playing Wigan at the same time?
No. Afterwards, I'll have a little look and somebody will probably tell me, but no, I won't, because I can't control that. I'll just control things within my remit and my environment, which I can have an effect on. I will energise people around me and I'll make decisions for people, but they can do what they want and they can carry on. It's all about me, how I control my players and get them ready for Tuesday night.
You've enjoyed the games under the lights, haven't you, Fleetwood and Gillingham so far?
Yeah, it's good. I like Tuesday night. That's why I've said at the start, the Saturday, Tuesday, I really look forward to it, because it's great, especially when you're winning as well. Just that momentum carries on. Now we just like dust them down, yeah, shake them up a little bit, and then we just throw them back out on Tuesday. And that's how it's going to be. It's going to go really quick now. This is a really exciting time. The grass is more lush. Yeah, suddenly everybody's just happier because the sun's out for longer in the day. All these little things will help me, because the momentum and how we play football. So it's a really important time and a really exciting time for the fans and the club.